And do you let one person change you from what you believe your gift, you know, what you believe your gift is? When do you say, okay, maybe this really isn't right?
Got
to
ask
that.
Is
that
the one person?
No. Confirmation.
If one person tells you a horse, they'd be a bad to you. Two people tell you a horse, you should think about it. Three people tell you a horse, put on a saddle.
Forget what's in there.
Chapter and verse, brother.
Brother Bun, we got to wrap it up. Yeah,
the thing is just that rarely, again, we are trying to keep it as simple as possible. A man gift is going to make room for him. That's what scripture teaches. Okay? And your gift is for the building up of the saints,
edification
of the body, the uniting of the saints. If these are guidelines, you find it's good indication to you to know if it's something from the Lord. If it builds, if it binds, if it stirs up. If it's the opposite, you have to be very careful. Okay? All I'm saying is that the believers are going to appreciate the gift that God has given to you. And they're going to say, appreciate it, ba 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 ba. But it's looking to the Lord, and as you function, it is going to come to life. Don't stay there and say, show me, Lord. No, as you go on and function in the assembly, it is going to come to life.
Brother Bunny, wrap us up.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that I think I understand the question, but we're kind of looking at it the wrong way. We're looking at it, what if this, this, this. But if I have prayed, really, and Brian mentioned this, that if I have prayed to the Lord, I'm really serious, you think the Lord will not show you? Obviously, He will. And so the Lord will confirm it in your own heart and your own mind.
Excellent.
And therefore, you will use it. We say, suppose I do it, and one brother may say, that's not your gift, or this brother. Really, if we operate in the right way, when God has confirmed something, everybody else will know. No more questions, Craig. Philip, it's not just out of the blue that the gospel called Philip the evangelist.
Yes.
He was a man who had the gift of evangelism, and we know it. The Apostle Paul, it is always amazing with the Apostle Paul that Apostle Paul got saved, and right away he's teaching. It's almost like, he's teaching. God had given him the gift. So the Lord won't make mistakes. So don't look at it as, suppose a brother says this or a sister says that, I use my gift. Well, if it is confirmed in your heart and in your mind, and God has given you this, it is given.
Isn't it the same? Because we shouldn't be so much occupied with the gift, but to be occupied with the person. Because if I'm occupied with him, then the gift will come out naturally. Not so much what my gift is, but am I occupied with the Lord? And I want verse to read for that. Some quoted the gift, pastors, teachers, and evangelists, what it said in Ephesians. Those are the public gifts that were given to specific men. But what I think helps a lot is verse 16. It says, for whom the whole body should be joined together, compacted by that which every joint supplied, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, make an increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. So it means that every member in the body plays a specific role. So I would say, be occupied with the person, and the gift will make room.